out of your day and stop in the Chalet to see what's new and if there's something you just can't live without. The Chalet, where style starts.
And good morning. Welcome into our Experience Marshalltown show. Val Ruff, of course, hosts each and every Thursday. Hi, Val.
Good morning, Kyle. How are you today?
I am doing awesome. How are you?
Doing great. We have a studio full of bicyclists in here today, so we're excited to welcome in Charlie Smith, Dana Bresler, and Kent Geffey with the Iowa Valley Bicycle Club. And so welcome in this morning, gentlemen. Thanks for coming in and spending a few minutes and educating us a little bit about the Iowa Valley Bicycle Club and the whole plethora of things that you guys have your fingers in, quite a few things that you got going on right now. So I want to go ahead and let's just start off, for those who are listening this morning, let's talk a little bit about what the local bike club organization's mission is.
The mission for the Iowa Valley Bicycle Club is to promote safe bicycling, to encouraging bicycling, and to promote safe bicycling. And that is the original mission statement in 1974, and we're still working on it.
So you just covered the second question I was going to ask, is when were you founded? So 1974, you've been around a while.
Yeah, we have been. We're one of the oldest bike clubs in the state. Continuous bike clubs.
That's awesome. And great.
Well respected, too.
Good. Good, good. So the other thing that I wanted to make note of is I did get on your website and do a little homework, and that you've been working with the city for quite some time on how we become a bike-friendly community.
We have been. We started with the bike rodeos, so we helped with the police department, and we then also provided bike helmets for young people. Right now, we're also do the we provide the Dairy Queen, the DQ Safety Award tickets that the police department gives out. So if you're a young student and you're practicing good bicycle safety and you have a helmet on and that kind of thing, then you get a blizzard, a free blizzard at the Dairy Queen. So we work with the Marshalltown Police Department on that too.
Great, great. So lots of things that are important with bicycling, of course, is safety and making sure we have all the right gear and equipment to be safe when we're out riding our bikes. So let's go ahead and bring some other gentlemen in. I bet Dana, do you want to cover anything that you want to share about the bike club that you want the listeners to know?
Well, yes, Val, I have a couple things here. But first of all, Saturday is our annual bike ride, the Marshmallow Bike Ride. And this year we're leave from Riverview Park Community Building, and there's actually four different rides. There is starting off at 7 in the morning. We have a Century Ride, which is a 100-mile ride, that will leave, and they ride all the way to Bondurant, like the bike path all the way to Melbourne, and then they get on the county road down to Baxter, get on the Chautauqua Trail, and ride down to Bondurant and have lunch there, and then they turn around and come back.
100 miles. How long approximately is that going to? I mean, if you're just an average bicycler, how long is that going to? Are you going to be coming home in the dark?
No. Well, there are probably some. It varies.
Most people probably ride 7 to 8 hours of riding, and that's not with brakes.
Yep. So yeah.
So that's not for the amateur rider. That's more for your.
It's a pretty serious rider.
Yeah.
Ride
okay.
100 miles.
Probably not me then.
And this is pretty early in the season for anybody to be riding. Usually,
sure.
It takes a little. But then we have three other rides that leave at 9 o'clock, we have a ride that goes down to Melbourne and back, and then we have a ride that continues on from Melbourne over to Haverhill, and they have lunch there. And then we have riding gravel, of all things, has become popular with big fat tire bikes, and it's really become, you know, all over it. It's a popular event, so we've included it in our Marshmallow Ride, and so Matt Gerson will from Black Tire Bike will be leading he'll be leading the gravel road, and they'll ride gravel all the way to Haverhill and meet up with the other riders for lunch and back.
Yeah,
and
it's amazing that bicycling, it's almost every season now. Because even in the wintertime, you see those bigger tires, yes. and people are riding all season, yes. I mean, all year round, I should say. Yeah. So, as basically, if you're interested in the marshmallow ride, just show up at Riverview Park at the community center?
Yes.
Okay. And so that's Saturday.
And yes, and you can't beat the price. It's a free will donation.
Okay.
And I like to say that, you can make it any length you want. I mean, it's a ride that, if we have nice weather, that's the key. Yeah, but a family, with children, you can ride out as far as you want to ride on the trail, turn around, come back.
Sure.
And we're going to have a meal at the end of the ride when you okay. get back to the park.
Oh, okay. So have something at the park.
Right.
Well, that is a good segment to break off or take a quick break here on Experience Marshalltown. We'll be right back.
The Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau invites you to meet in the middle. The MCVB can help you find the perfect venue to create a memorable meeting, whether planning a conference, meeting, wedding, family reunion, military reunion, or simply meeting friends halfway. Marshalltown is the ideal location, offering a convenient place for guests and attendees to travel with ease. Grant funding may also be available for meeting planners. Call the MCVB today at 753-6645 for more information or go online at marshalltown.org/visit.
Do you want more people shopping your business? What would be most effective and reach the most people? Well, what are you doing right now? Listening to News Talk 1230 KFJB. Who else is? The latest Nielsen ratings show that more and more people are tuning into radio. In fact, more people listen to the radio than any other medium. More than TV, more than accessing the web, or people on their smartphones. It's true. More people are listening to radio, just like you. Right now, radio reaches 93% of Americans each week. Ratings show it doesn't matter which age group, millennials, Gen Xers, or baby boomers, radio reaches more week in and week out. Where are you going to get the greatest reach for your business? Radio. News Talk 1230 KFJB is the radio station Central Iowa has been going to for news, sports, weather, and information for years. And for good reason. Log on to 1230kfjb.com and click on advertising to start the process of how radio can help market your business. Put the power of radio and News Talk 1230 KFJB to work for you.
We've all heard of the Golden Rule. Treat others as you would like to be treated. But have you heard of the Platinum Rule? The Platinum Rule is to treat others the way they want to be treated. At Members First Community Credit Union, that's me first banking. Whether you prefer banking from your mobile phone or in person at one of 7 branch locations, Members First lets you bank your way. Discover Me First Banking with Members First. Call, stop in, or visit membersfirst.com. That's members, the number one, ST.com.
And welcome back, Experience Marshalltown. Our second segment here is Val Ruff.
Good morning. If you're just listening and tuning in, we have the Iowa Valley Bicycle Club. We have three bicyclists in here. We have Charlie Smith, Dana Bresler, and Kent Geffey from the Iowa Valley Bicycle Club. And we just talked a little bit about the history. You've been in existence since 1974, and the oldest bike club in the state of Iowa.
One of the oldest.
Well, we'll take that. We'll take that. So we're going to, we just talked about the marshmallow ride a little bit with Dana, and now we're going to talk about the Ride of Silence, and that actually took place last night.
Yes, we did it last night. We've done it at least 10 years here in Marshalltown.
Okay.
It's been in existence since the third Wednesday in May since 2003.
Okay.
It's a ride to honor people who have been injured or killed in car bicycle accidents. It also helps raise awareness among motorists of bicyclists on the road, and it also is there to promote sharing the road with bicyclists.
I've noticed that there's some public advertising announcements, and they're starting to really push that this is the time of year, start knowing that you're sharing the road and things like that. So, and I see that Des Moines also did a ride.
Yeah, I think there was 5 or 6 Rides of Silence in Iowa.
Okay.
I don't know for 2018, but in 2017, there was 385 rides on 6 continents. One year, there was a Ride of Silence in all 7 continents. There was a scientist in Antarctica who did it on an exercise bike or a stationary bike. There was 40,914 riders worldwide last year who did it.
For the Ride of Silence.
Yes.
That's awesome. That's great. So how many folks did you have join you last night?
We had the largest group we've had here in Marshalltown last night. We had a total of 19 people. We'd like to see more people out, but sure. That was still a pretty big group to be riding down the streets.
Sure, sure. So you want to kind of share the route you took?
Well, we started at the Community Y, and then we rode down to about through Anson Street, across Center Street there. We went to the corner of First Avenue in Anson. One of the reasons we go there is a gentleman from Marshalltown, Bob Anderson, was killed there in a car bicycle accident in 2015, August 30th to be exact. And then we went south to South Street, crossed back over Center Street there, and went to 6th Street and rode back down to the Community Y.
Okay, so that's a nice little ride.
Yeah, and it's designed to be so that everybody can ride. I believe we had a young man, I think he said he was 12 there last night riding. So we ride real slowly, 8 to 12 miles an hour. For some people, that's hard to do, hard to keep up that fast, and some people it's hard to go that slow. But it's a nice group. It's pretty moving, too, to be riding along. Normally, we're talking on bike rides, and we're conversing, and it's pretty moving to be riding along, and all you hear is, like, gear shifts and braking and stuff on the bikes. So
yeah. That's a great cause, and it's another form of awareness that we need to make sure that when we are driving around that we are aware of the bicycles that are out there. And so kind of brings that full circle back to what you originally, we're working with the city at the how do we become a bike-friendly community so that people are aware. And I know we've got some bike lanes and things like that, but there's always more things we can do.
There will be some new things. We'll add Cheryl's here in the near future to the streets, which are symbols that tell motorists to share the road with bicyclists.
Okay. So be looking for those maybe in the near future.
Yes. We want to connect the trail to Miller so the students at Miller can ride the trail
to
12th Street and then safely get from 12th Street two blocks down to Miller. So we want to do that.
Sure. Encourage youth to get on their bikes and
absolutely.
Ride and not always be dropped off at the door.
Absolutely.
Or as we used to say in our day, we rode our bikes to school.
Yes, yes.
Val, the bike club and the members of the bike club tend to be a little serious about cycling. And, sometimes we worry about turning people off because of our spandex shorts and our jerseys and our helmets and our gloves and expensive bikes. But we're really here to try to get everybody interested in cycling at any level. The only thing we really encourage people to do is wear a helmet, because it's not a matter of whether or not you're going to fall. You're going to fall at some point, and your head's going to hit the pavement, and that's just very, very important. But other than that, we really would like to, we're encouraged that there seems to be a lot more interest with the new trails and everything. More and more people are getting their bikes out, and we really enjoy seeing that. It's a good thing.
I think in the tourism world, we're seeing a lot more bicycling, that outdoor recreation. I just read something the other day that said people are spending more money on their outdoor activities versus the hotel that they're staying in, so they're putting more money into the activity and typically the outdoor activities that they're doing. Yeah. So let's go ahead and talk a little bit. How many members, for those that are just tuning in, we're talking with the Iowa Valley Bicycle Club. How many members do you have, and from kind of what ages?
Well, the membership basically runs about 110 people that we have.
Well, we're up to about 130 now with the campaign we've had.
Yes. So, and our membership is somewhat diverse in age and also location, too, because a lot of people who used to live here who move away keep in contact with us by remaining a member of the club. A lot of people who used to live here come back and do RagBri. So we have family ties all over the United States. And for people who go with us on RagBri, we often have people from other countries that come and join us. We had people from Great Britain to go with us. We've had people from France, Germany, New Zealand.
Yeah.
So
we're global in more ways than our corporations.
That's right. We are global. Absolutely. Yeah. And Marshalltown is global too.
Yeah, it is very global.
So that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
We like it.
So let's talk a little bit too with the three of you. I know you guys do a lot of volunteering. on and above what you do with the bike club, but I know there's a lot of volunteering. You know, we're the new Iowa River Trail and then the existing trails. And so talk a little bit about what you do on a volunteer basis.
Well, right now, a lot of our effort and a lot of our resources are going to the Iowa River Trail. We think that's very important for Marshalltown. We think it says a lot about Marshalltown. Also, knowing that that trail is a great trail. I mean, it is a gem. So we really support that because it supports Marshalltown. Now, a lot of our memberships are also our members with the Iowa River Trail group, too. So we kind of wear two hats here. But basically, we contribute quite a bit of money to the Iowa River Trail. For a group our size, we're proud of what we do there. We also do a lot of volunteer work and labor on the trail. We also believe that the stronger Marshalltown is, the stronger we are. It's not just a strong bike club that's going to make Marshalltown great. It's when all organizations are great, and when we support one another, we're all stronger, okay? It's not about us or me. It's about all of us together. It's about we. So we do support some other organizations, not to the strength that we would like to, but we do. We think the why is just absolutely very valuable to our community. It's valuable to us for fitness and that kind of thing. So we're real happy with that. I need to do a quick shout out to McDine, who cleaned the trail yesterday for us.
Yeah.
So we're getting a lot of volunteer help
coming
our way, too.
Good. So that's nice that those cooperate. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back, and we'll finish up with that story.
Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau invites you to meet in the middle. The MCVB can help you find the perfect venue to create a memorable meeting, whether planning a conference, meeting, wedding, family reunion, military reunion, or simply meeting friends halfway. Marshalltown is the ideal location, offering a convenient place for guests and attendees to travel with ease. Grant funding may also be available for meeting planners. Call the MCVB today at 753-6645 for more information, or go online at marshalltown.org/visit.
Tim Price here, new owner of Pence Appliance, inviting you to the grand opening of Pence Appliance and TV all this week. We have designed the store to serve you better.
And I'm Justin Wood, store manager at Pence Appliance. See the new line of Traeger, Broil King, and Big Green Egg grills just in time for grilling season. While you're here, look over our appliances.
Come in and meet the Pence guys all this week during our grand opening celebration. And remember, Pence for sales and service of everything appliance. Pence Appliance on the west side of the square in Marshalltown.
Central Iowa HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Team, I recently learned that a good boss has to know how to delegate.
What?
That means I get to have other people do the things I don't want to do. So from now on, Tina, you'll be driving me to work. Bill, here's my laundry. Jack, talk to my wife when she calls. Remember, you have to pretend you're interested or she gets really mad.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at CentralIowaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
That's the sound of a new world of power and performance. Not light years away, but right around the corner at Steel Dealer Days. Right now, pick your power with the Steel FS38 fuel-powered trimmer at just $129.95 or specially priced FSA45 battery-powered trimmer at just $119.95. Find your power at SteelDealers.com. Offer valid for a limited time at participating dealers while supplies last. See dealer for details.
And welcome back. It's our final segment. Here's Val Ruff.
Well, welcome back. We're in our final segment of Experience Marshalltown, and we've got three gentlemen in here sharing the mics with me, and we're talking about the Iowa Valley Bicycle Club and all the great work that they do here and how important bike safety and our trails and just outdoor recreation with biking is important to our community. Before we went to the break, we were talking a little bit about the organizations and stuff that the bike club supports. And Charlie, you had mentioned the importance of the Y, the partnerships with the Y for kids and teaching kids, you know, bike safety and so forth. Do you want to run through, or Dana, or who want to run through and talk about some of the other organizations that you support?
Well, we also support the Iowa Bicycle Coalition, which is a state organization, too. But that's another issue. I mean, I was on the
board. That's for another show?
Actually, it would be for another show. At some point in the future, we could talk a lot about bicycle safety there.
Okay. We'll do that.
Yeah.
And just recently, the Veterans Home reached out to us for help with one of their programs in support of one of their. They have purchased some special bikes for their residents, and they've asked Bike Club to participate in operating those bikes and taking the residents out on outings. And so we've, several of our members, I think, are going to volunteer to do that.
What a great experience for the veterans, actually. I mean, they're safe.
Oh, they're really excited about it.
Oh, I bet. It probably feels just like you're riding a bike. You're just not pedaling, right? You're just sitting there and someone's taking you around.
Right. Yep.
So do they wear a helmet?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. So it's kind of,
Yep.
It's is it like a sidecar kind of, or is it more like
types.
A tandem?
There's two types. There's side by side, and then there's one actually it's has a ramp that you can actually push a wheelchair up on and strap it down. So they're sitting in front, and the driver's in the back. So and it's a
very neat concept.
We really went out. Our last meeting we had out there, our last bike club meeting was out there, and we actually used them. Put. And so actually, there was actually a resident there with us too.
Great.
Right? Yeah,
that's great that you're doing all that outreach and. So anything else that you want to share? I know that you have a RAGBRAI charter that's very important to your organization. And who's
yes, all of our the funds that we, well, most, not all, but most of the funds that we use locally here and all the support of all the things that we do come from our RAGBRAI charter. And we're really we have room for 110 riders. We carry two motor coaches out to the start town, and those motor and semi carries our 100 bikes, and then we have a baggage truck and two drivers that follow us all week. And we have people like Charlie said earlier from all over the country and Canada and some other England that come with us on RAGBRAI.
Yeah. So you guys have this down to a science. You've been doing it for a while.
We've been doing it a long time. Yes, we try to improve a little bit every time.
So So I just want to say thank you to. But that went fast, and I know there's a lot more to share. So we'll have you guys back on again. But thank you for what you do for the community and. If anybody wants to, so who should we get in touch with if someone's listening and wants to participate or join the club? I know you guys have a great website, by the way. You have a great website.
MarshtownBikeClub.com.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, right.
So they can reach you through that. And
our Facebook page, too.
Okay.
Like us on Facebook.
And then there are email addresses that you can reach us.
IowaValleyBicycleClub.com.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So I want to thank you for being on the show this morning. Appreciate you taking the time to come in. So we've got a couple minutes. I'm going to run through just a few things that are going on. If you check out the community calendar at www.marshalltown.org and you click on that event tab, we have a packed weekend with things to do. Yoga in the park. There's a cleanup day that's sponsored by the city. Fun fest that's taking place at St. Francis. There's a Backroads Junket Trail that's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. 30 vendors, and you just get on that junket trail and go around and check out all the rusty goodness. We have, of course, the Marshmallow Bike Ride that's going to be starting at 7 if you're going to do the 100 miles. Otherwise, 9 o'clock for us late risers that want to get up and ride. There's 4 different rides to check out. There is going to be a Learn to Blacksmith at Haverhill, so you can do some hands-on blacksmithing. Cowboys in the Sky is going to be taking place at the Central Iowa Fairgrounds. There's an at 2 p.m. there's a featured speaker that's going to be at the library, and so with the Junket Trail, Farm and Flea Market is going to be taking place on Sunday at Messy Missy's in conjunction with the Backroads Junket Trail. So I just want to encourage you to check that out. Thank you for tuning in to Experience Marshalltown. Yeah.
Hey, Bixby, where can I get a great deal for a new smartphone?
Now get half off.